always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Welcome back to Columbo and Katie on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. It is Earth Day, and as I mentioned, joining us now live in studio, love when company comes over, Kathleen Jones, marketing director with Two Men and a Junk Truck. Is it Two Men in a Truck? Two Men in a Junk Truck?
So
it's whatever you need it to be, right?
It's both.
Yeah.
So Two Men in a Truck has been here for 30 years,
yes.
And we recently split off and made our sister company, Two Men and a Junk Truck.
Well, I love that. I was just mentioning, you know, when I was letting everybody know that you were going to be here with us, that is the one consistent foe over the years in the Columbo
battle
house.
That never ends.
The accumulation of junk with kids, and whether it be clothes that don't fit anymore or toys that don't get played with anymore. It's just never ending. We'll rent, you know, you'll rent a dumpster and you'll think, okay, we're done with this. And it, like, 3 months later, here we go again. It just is a never ending. Mm-hmm. So, Two Men, as you mentioned, Two Men in a Truck have a great reputation, you know, obviously a great team if you're moving. But I think the junk truck thing also is such a, yes, something that people just, it is such a great service for folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was a natural progression for us because, you know, we had the moving, 30 years of mm-hmm. moving. So we've got, you know, we have the workforce, we had the trucks, we bought some junk trucks, and, you know, people had, can you take this couch? We don't want to put it in our new house. We're like, sure, we'll take it. And then we, you know, COVID came and we had these junk trucks on the way, and it was brilliant.
Natural mm-hmm. fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think I like this model better too, because again, you know, people have, you rent a dumpster and a dumpster sits in your driveway and you can't park in your driveway for a week and you don't need it for a week. You know, like,
yeah.
How does, so explain, you know, your junk removal process and maybe why it's a more efficient, better option than some of the other
full
ones.
Service. So our, you know, movers basically will come in, like, you can, I don't want to say point because that's what the other guys say, but mm-hmm. you know, tell us what you want us to take out. We'll go mm-hmm. We don't like to go into attics. They're a little scary, mm-hmm. but we'll go into the basement. We'll go, you know, whatever room you tell us to, and we'll take the furniture out. We'll take the boxes out. We'll take the trash bags out. We'll do it all for you.
That's
or
so great.
If you don't want to, you know, do that, you can put it all in the garage. You can put it all in the driveway and we'll mm-hmm. take it away.
Do you find that a lot of people, whenever you guys and your services are needed in the household, do you find a lot of people saying, there are things of value in here that I wish I could keep, but I don't know what to do with them?
Absolutely. And we really don't like calling it junk, especially when people are downsizing or family members passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad to call it junk. So when we put it in our containers, we don't like to call them trash bins because it's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
We take it back to our warehouse and we sort it. So we recycle metal. Any furniture that looks salvageable, we call Home Sweet Home. We have St. Vincent de Paul and we have a bunch of other charities.
Oh, that's great.
And they come in one after another and they take what they can use.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful because I have had internal fights with myself. Like, you know, like we just did it recently with, you know, with the spring being here and we're sorting through James's clothes last year, like the t-shirts and the shorts that still fit and the ones that don't fit. And it's, you know, you tell yourself, I can walk downstairs and I can put this stack of clothes in the trash can and they're out of my life forever and I don't have to think about it anymore. But I don't want to put, they're perfectly good clothes.
Yeah.
They're just, I just can't use them anymore.
No, we call it landfill diversion.
But, you know, we're all so busy. Like, you know, where can I donate these? When do I take them to the, you know, the blah, blah, blah. So to have somebody just come and take them and then do something productive with them is, for me, at least personally, a huge part of that, that you're not, it's not going to waste. Landfill aversion, I like that a lot. So I like that. I really like the attention to, you know, not just not calling it junk and not
right.
throwing it away.
Well, and if anyone's like me, you know, you clean out your closet, you put everything in these big trash bags, and then you drive it around in the back of your car for 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
All of the time.
Yeah.
You're just taking it for a ride.
Yeah, you'll say, hey, did you, on my way to work, I'm going to grab that bag of clothes and throw it in the donation bin that I know is sitting in a parking lot halfway.
Somewhere, yeah.
And then, like, you get home and, your spouse says, did you grab the bag of clothes? Nope. And now they're just still sitting in the hall or wherever they are.
So, because it is Earth Day, what are the things that you guys would recommend most to be donated? What are the things that are still that are most often donated?
Yeah, don't throw them away.
Yeah, don't throw them away. Maybe something that you guys can pick up and do something with, like furniture or whatever.
Furniture is a big thing for a lot of these charities that are putting, you know, people that were previously homeless or, you know, domestic violence situations, dressers, bed frames. Mattresses are a little dicey because a lot of people think, well, they didn't have a mattress, but, you know, here's a mattress. It looks like a crime scene.
Yeah, it's like 8 years, 9 years old.
I mean, that's not good for people. They need a clean mattress or a new mattress, and mattresses aren't really that expensive. So mattresses, we still try to keep them out of the landfill, but that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But bed frames, dressers are huge. Everybody needs a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Nightstands, lamps, sheets, clean towels, clothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Is there anything that is off limits, like electronics or things or appliances? Like, is there anything?
No.
Like
believe it or not, China cabinets. Oh. Nobody wants China cabinets.
I guess. Yeah. But you know what? It's kind
but we will take them.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people will turn them into something else.
That's another big thing is it that I've run into. You know, you rent a dumpster or something and then you find out you can't throw certain things in, and you're like, well, that's part of the reason that I want.
We will take
now. I have
away.
Another problem. Mm-hmm. You only solved half my problem.
Right.
I thought we were getting rid of all
of
it.
No, we will pretty much take
that's
anything.
That's why I think this is just such a better, just a way superior way to go.
Yeah.
I love this.
We will find a home for anything. I mean, there's still people who want China cabinets.
Right. So, how does it work for somebody that wants to take advantage of the service? Is it one day for a certain window?
So we charge by the amount of space you take up in the container.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And you schedule an appointment and it's just for one day or a couple hours?
The guys are really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on how organized you are and how much stuff.
Right.
I mean, we can send one truck, we can send four trucks.
Yeah. Again, just like that, so much better than like having something blocking the driveway.
And it's always nice.
I'm the one that's doing all the crapping on everybody, by the way, not you. I know you don't want to do that, but I will because I love this. I love this service. And of course,
I used it. So yeah. I moved in August, I swear the truck.
We're
going to
talk in a minute because I'm using this ASAP. Before we run completely out of time here with Kathleen Jones with two men in a truck, two men in a junk truck. Of course, obviously, it's, you know, two men in a truck still the best team to call if you're moving. So
yep,
you know, definitely keep them in, you know, keep you guys in mind for junk removal. But moving, and I know like it's been a big time seller's market recently. It seems like every time a house pops up for sale, it's like it's go time. So how can folks, you know, contact Two Men in a Truck and learn more, all that stuff, if they want to take advantage of either service?
Either service. You can get to both of them through our website. It's twomenstllewis.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us at 314-963-7744. Oh my God! Nobody calls anymore.
Nobody's writing down the telephone number.
I never call.
Nobody's writing down the telephone number. Yeah.
Email us.
And go to the website.
Nobody calls.
Yeah.
Anymore.
No. Absolutely.
Go to the website.
Absolutely. Are things? Is the moving? Is it getting busier again, or is it still kind of a slow?
No, we've been busy all year because we also do storage.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Moving, storage,
a lot of
we
stuff
do packing and unpacking. We do nationwide moving.
The packing, that is
oh,
First of all, I'm never moving again because it's just so stressful.
We own a piano. We own a piano. Yeah.
We move pianos.
Yeah. I will never move that piano again. I will call you.
Yeah. No, but the packing and unpacking, like,
it's huge.
Packing princess, that's just such a nice feature.
Oh my gosh.
So nice.
Well, I can't recommend all of it enough, whether you're trying to remove the junk or you're moving. Two men in a truck, two men in a junk truck. Kathleen, thank you so much
for coming in. Thank you. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah,
thanks
for having
us
with everyone. And don't go anywhere because we need to. I need to schedule something very, very seriously. I need to schedule something before you leave. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Columbo and Katie back tomorrow at 2. In the meantime, if you missed anything, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. That's the best way to make sure that you never miss anything that happens here on the show. And keep it right here for the O'Reilly Report next, followed by the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. Thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us here at 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.